Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted an update from a terrorist specialist focusing on Africa, Jasmine Opperman. Jasmine, good morning. We haven't spoken for ages. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. Well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you. So what is the update? What is going on in northern Mozambique?
Howard, to start off with, I think let's look at the factual situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be brief. What we are seeing is Rwanda having a very small area. Sorry, Howard, apologies.
No problem.
taking care of Mosambuaga Praia, Palma, needless to say, to serve French interest, and that they have successes, yes, that they are propagating their successes beyond existing reality, sadly the case. But they have achieved, at least for the moment, some sort of stability, though the return of civilians way too early. The concern lies with SAMIM, our regional forces. They are being left, and we are, Howard, talking about a vast area with 1,000 approximately soldiers responsible for an area that is extremely difficult in terms of the geographical terrain, that is vast. They are being left with imprecise intelligence, and they have to execute clearance operations. Hats off to them in terms of the capabilities. They have now, their presence been extended to January. I do not see how they're going to be able to be present for much longer due to budget shortfalls unless there is money coming from somewhere.
Right.
But Howard, my central message to your listeners, we are far from seeing an insurgency in defeat. They have retreated. Niassa, Nampula, even in areas, I would say northwest of Pemba, as far as Montepierre's. And they have time. Their top leader structure, their region, their Supreme Council, none of them have been arrested. The military weapons seized are small scale in terms of their capabilities. And that leaves us with the concerning question, where are they? Why is it that they cannot be hunted down? We cannot declare a victory with small-scale clashes, so-called cell leaders that played a very localized role. Military bases that are being captured. I mean, they were overnight bases. They have been retreated a long time ago. And my concern goes much broader than this. There is going to be a bounce back in the region. We've seen the first claim to credit from the Islamic State in Kampala, Uganda. That is where our concerns actually just accelerates at this point in time.
It's very concerning because, as you said, and I think one of the most important aspects of this is that there's a long game being played. It's not about the short-term wins. It's about a long-term strategy. And if we don't eradicate it or stop it in its tracks, it will just, as you said, go back into retreat and then come forward again when we least expect it.
You've nailed it, Howard, as always. I think there are, and I'm going to be upfront, there are too many people talking about Mozambique without understanding what you have just said.
Right.
There's a deep historical context here, the forgotten Cabo Delgado. Now we have a debate, are there links to the Islamic State? My word, can we then please just understand how they expand following the fall of the caliphate, that terrorism is more than violence. It's an echo chamber of propaganda that incites support. And that is finding a footprint, and it's growing day by day. The insurgents don't have an operational capacity beyond Tanzania and Cabo Delgado. Yes, we have to create some sort of stability. But for as long as the Mozambican government does not come to the party, for as long as Rwanda is being driven by its own agenda, and its own propaganda. For long as Samam is being left to their own devices, being sent into Nyasa, and they must now go and clear it from insurgents, but they don't know who the insurgents are. So who are they going to arrest? Who are they going to prosecute? And we have seen in Tanzania, they have fallen back. And my question, and I don't have an answer, Howard, I'm being honest with your listeners. How many of these insurgents have fallen back into Zimbabwe, Malawi, South Africa to lie low? I don't have an answer. I'm putting a scenario on the table.
It's an incredibly, incredibly difficult situation. Are they conducting enough intelligence on this so that they actually understand it, not just on the level of fighting person against person, but in terms of how the propaganda is being spread, who's in charge, and how they intend forwarding their goals?
You know, Howard, this is where, this is what I can't understand. Keep in mind, we are seeing the Iraqification of Cabo Delgado. The militarization is running. Now we are going to have drones, being used. I don't know for what. In some areas, a drone can't even work because the vegetation is so thick. But anyway, they actually are so, a lot of answers can be answered. If we look at the leadership struggle, there is a Supreme Council of 15. We know them. I've done most of their profiles. We know they have cell leaders. We know these cells that are active and are picking up on attacks in severe brutality is by being directed by the Supreme Council. Why is it that intelligence services are struggling, or is intelligence being withheld? Because keep in mind, the cooperation between Rwanda and Samim is not as good and rosy as what statements are trying to project. They're not. Mozambique is much closer to Rwanda, government, closer to Rwanda than Samam. They are the unwelcome guest at the table. And it's this level of coordination, Howard, which I have mentioned to you as a concern some times back, that is now at play. And it seems, and I want to emphasize the word, it seems, that for Mozambique and Rwanda, getting Total back and getting the LNG sector running is the overwhelming objective. And the root causes, the radicalization, the extremist narrative, the Islamic State, as you can see, their communications picking up, their claims to credit picking up. What about those matters? And there, Howard, even if we had 10,000 troops in Cabo Delgado, it will not defeat, because we are fighting an extremist idea. Absolutely, we need to come to the party and understand
what we
are confronted with.